Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Moore now is wide to the right side with a slot left for Russell, who goes under center. Now Lockett goes in motion. Russell play fake. Now he's going to throw down the middle. Got a man. Metcalf makes the catch diving. He is in for a touchdown. Seahawks. What a play by the rookie DK Metcalf.
Hits, misses, and messes. Time to talk football after hours with Amy Lawrence.
DK Metcalf, just one of the stars of the weekend. Favorite target of Russell Wilson as they win on the road in Philadelphia. Steve Rabel with the call on the Seahawks radio network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're heading to Philadelphia now, but to talk to a Seahawks insider who hasn't traveled back to the Pacific Northwest yet. Joe Fan joining us from NBC Sports Northwest. And Joe, this is a Seahawks team that had a chance to win the NFC West, but lost three of its last four games and kind of stumbled backward and stumbled into that five seed and having to hit the road. How did you see this team rally then and produce a victory against the Eagles?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think they stumbled for sure. I mean, they had two ugly losses against the Rams and in week 16 at home against the Cardinals, which were ugly. But at the same time, this team plays so many close games. So at some point, you know, you're bound to get unlucky and start losing a couple because, you know, at one point they were 10-1 in games decided by 8 points or less. And so they constantly play with fire, you know. And so whether they get down early and have to come back late or whether they get up early and can't put teams away. And that's what you saw against the Eagles, you know. I mean, they got up early and just could not shut the door. And, you know, Philadelphia had a couple of prime opportunities to come back and win that game or at least tie it and send it to overtime. But a couple of clutch fourth down stops got Seattle away with the win.
Why is that? Why do they constantly get in these close and tight situations and have trouble slamming the door?
Well, I mean, I think on one side of it, it shows you their mental toughness and their ability to, you know, not quit when they're down early. And you saw that against the Niners in week 17. And the flip side of it is I just don't think they're that good. You know, I don't think they are as talented as some of the other teams in the NFC or in the NFL in general. And so, you know, it's hard to put teams away and it's hard to do so no matter who you're playing if you don't have, you know, elite talent that can carry you to do it. And so, you know, I don't think that the Seahawks are as talented as, you know, the Packers, the Niners, the Saints, or really even the Vikings. Look at what they have across the board. So I think that's a big part of it as well.
Obviously, the return of Marshawn Lynch has been a major story, but that's because they lost their top three running backs. What is his reinsertion into the Seahawks locker room meant to this team?
I think it's been huge. I think it's been huge for everybody. And, you know, you see everyone, you know, was pumped that he's back in the building, and you have young guys who are a little bit starstruck early. That beast mode's here. And, you know, he's kind of got, you know, a rock star presence about him in terms of, you know, kind of the aura about him, if you will, right? I mean, he's a legend in the NFL, and everybody loves him. You're not going to find anybody who has a bad word to say about Marshawn Lynch. So, you know, it helped them turn the page from an ugly loss to the Cardinals in week 16, helped the city get pumped again about this team. You know, beyond that, you know, he's played pretty well. You know, he hasn't had a ton of blocking to help him out, but he scored against the Niners, and he scored again against the Eagles in the wild card round, and, you know, had some physical plays, had a couple of catches where, you know, delivered some punishing stiff arms and, you know, just a taste of some vintage beast mode. So there's been the right combo of both production and nostalgia for the city of Seattle.
Is he the same guy? Same guy with the crazy responses and the addiction to Skittles and everything else we know about Marshawn Lynch in Seattle?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's still the same old cat. Hasn't changed a bit. You know, he's always not exactly the same player, but, you know, he seems to really be enjoying it. I think you could tell he really missed the game. That the thought of being able to come back and contribute to a playoff run was exciting for him. And as he said, you know, with Seattle, they got unfinished business. And so I think he's got plenty of motivation to be back in the game.
Joe Fan is the Seahawks insider for NBC Sports Northwest, fresh off the wild card victory in Philadelphia and headed to Green Bay next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I remember doing a Seahawks preview before the season kicked off, and one of the question marks was the receiving core. Certainly Tyler Lockett, a major weapon, and we know that he and Russell Wilson have a good relationship, a good rapport. But the growth of DK Metcalf and his contributions have been phenomenal. How have you seen him come along from the beginning to where he is now, setting a rookie record for receiving yards in a playoff game?
Yeah, I think he's been really good all season long. You know, he was kind of boom or bust to begin with, but, you know, as Russell Wilson noted, there's been no rookie wall with him. You know, he's kind of continued to get better as the season goes along, and we need him to be a go-to number two guy because teams pay so much attention to Tyler Lockett that, you know, DK Metcalf should be able to feast off single coverage, and he did that against the Eagles in the wild card round. And honestly, Russell missed him on a what would have been a 75-yard touchdown up the right sideline. Pressure got in his face a bit. He just overthrew him. But Metcalf was absolutely dominant. I mean, he's got the size and the athletic ability to be dominant. And the Seahawks need him to be, given that, you know, until he's become more consistent, they didn't really have that go-to guy, you know, to take the pressure off Tyler Lockett.
Mm. The big story for the Eagles in this game is losing Carson Wentz in the first half and the hit from Jadeveon Clowney getting scrutinized. What did he and the defense have to say about that after the game?
Yeah, Clowney said he wasn't trying to injure him, and I believe him. I think that the takes have been a little bit overblown. I think it was a hit that warranted a penalty, but I don't think I look at that and say, man, that was malicious. He's trying to take Carson Wentz out of the game. Jadeveon Clowney's a vet. He's well-respected in the league. And so to just not give him the benefit of the doubt and say, oh, he's a dirty player. He should be out of the league. He should be suspended. He should be ejected. You know, all those things. You know, Carson Wentz is a runner. He was diving forward. He wasn't giving himself up, you know, trying to get extra yards. And, you know, Clowney's trying to make a play. And so the helmet contact, again, I think is warranted or, you know, warranted a penalty. But, you know, I think something to suggest that, you know, it was, you know, there's malice behind it and all that, to me, just seems like a step too far. But, you know, you never want to see anyone get hurt, especially in a playoff game. And, you know, especially a guy like Carson Wentz, who, you know, has been waiting for this moment. Obviously, we know about the Eagles' Super Bowl run when Nick Foles took them on. And, you know, it feels like Wentz got robbed again tonight.
Certainly is one of those things that you see Russell Wilson do a lot now, which is slide and give himself up. And even though he was the leading rusher, quote unquote, for the Seahawks today, he definitely doesn't take the chances that a lot of younger quarterbacks do or that he took when he first got in the league.
Yeah, I mean, he's really smart, and he's very aware. And, you know, I think there was one play, it was like the 3rd and 15 where he gained 18, and, you know, he dove forward for extra yards. It's not something we see from Russell Wilson very much. I mean, he's very conscious about sacrificing a yard or two to make sure he's getting down, you know, even a second early to not even invite, you know, those bang-bang hits that, you know, he's not looking for penalty yards. You know, he's looking to get down and avoid taking a big hit and keeping himself healthy. And so, you know, I think he's, you know, that's a reason why he hasn't missed a game. You know, he's only missed, what, like, practice, if that, and his, you know, whole career. I mean, he's been remarkably healthy. He takes really good care of his body, and, you know, his awareness in games is absolutely crucial to that.
Joe Fan joining us from Philadelphia in the wake of the Seahawks win against the Eagles. He's an insider for NBC Sports West. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. The defense wasn't facing Carson Wentz, but still facing some guys who'd been able to run really well the last couple of weeks in Boston Scott and Miles Sanders. And then they had those two massive fourth down stops late in the game. How would you evaluate what the defense did today for Seattle?
Well, it's kind of bend but don't break, and that's something the Seahawks have done a lot this year, but they held the Eagles out of the end zone. And at the end of the day, you know, that's all that matters. And, you know, Philadelphia was able to move the ball. Josh McCown played really well in this one. Miles Sanders had some big runs. Boston Scott made some plays. Dallas Goedert was a factor. But when it got, you know, in the red zone, the Eagles had no answer for what the Seahawks brought defensively. And I asked KJ Wright after the game, are you guys okay with being this bend but don't break style? And he said, absolutely. There's a big difference between 21 points and 9 points. And so, you know, when you can force teams to kick field goals and not get in the end zone, it doesn't really matter how many yards you're giving up at that point.
So, Joe, I think it's really interesting. This is not the same Seahawks team that went to a couple of Super Bowls early in Russell Wilson's tenure. The last 2 years, as much as the roster has turned over, even the coaching staff has turned over, it still seems like this team continues to be a factor. Most teams have to go through a rebuilding phase that kind of takes them out of playoff contention. What would you say about Pete Carroll that he's been able to do this without having to kind of hit rock bottom and start over again?
Yeah, I mean, I think it speaks to Pete Carroll's ability to build culture. It speaks to the team's leadership and Bobby Wagner and Russell Wilson. You know, when you have superstars, it limits what your floor is. You know, there's not many superstar quarterbacks that have to endure full rebuilds. And, you know, the fact that the Seahawks are able to reload so quickly, and Russell Wilson's only missed the playoffs one time in his career, you know, I think it speaks volumes about the guys who are at the top of the organization, both players and coaches and, you know, front office included with John Schneider. I mean, the Seahawks have a really good thing going. They've, you know, while made mistakes, they've made far more correct decisions. And, you know, anyone who ever wants to point to, Russell Wilson, he's just a scramble quarterback. You know, he's gimmicky, whatever. I mean, at this point, I think it's time. You just got to give him his due. He's a top five quarterback in this league. The numbers all support that. And, you know, his ability to sustain winning seasons despite rosters that aren't necessarily as talented as those 2012, 2013, 2014 teams is really a big testament to him.
Mm. So before I let you go, when I say Seahawks, Packers, what comes to mind?
Aaron Rodgers dicing up the Seahawks defense, if I'm being honest with you. You know, but, you know, it's crazy because everyone asks, like, what do you think is going to happen in the Eagles game? You know, what do you think is going to happen in the Packers game? It's like, I don't know. The same thing that happens in every single Seahawks game, right? You know, whether the Packers get up early. So there's two routes this can go. The Packers get up early and the Seahawks come back late, or the Seahawks get up early and the Packers come back late. Either way, it's going to come down to a one-score game the final minute of the fourth quarter, because that's the script. The Seahawks, it doesn't matter. If they're the better team going in, or if they're the worst team going in talent-wise, underdog, favorite, it doesn't matter. You just know it's going to be close with this team. And, you know, I would give the edge to the Packers. I think they're the better team, but you can never count out Russell Wilson and the Seahawks.
8-1 on the road this season, which speaks to that character, that mental toughness, that leadership that you talk about. Joe Fant is the Seahawks insider for NBC Sports Northwest. Fresh off the game in Philadelphia, you can follow him on Twitter at @Joe_FANN. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes and Happy New Year.
Hey, Amy, thanks so much for having me. Happy New Year to you as well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.